The question was asked, by what right and with what system do our sages interpret verses? So by what right, the verse says in Parshat Shoftim, says, when there will be a riv, when there will be an argument, Bisharecha, in your gates, meaning in your hometown, V'kamta v'alita, you will ascend to the high court and ask them, ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben nega lenega, you'll have an argument. And then it says, al pi ha-Torah asher yorucha, based on the Torah they instruct you. What does that mean? So it means they have the responsibility to interpret the Torah.
Isn't yorucha he will instruct you or not?
That's yorecha. Yorucha is they will instruct you. So the Torah is telling us that when we're not sure how to interpret a law or a pasuk, we go to the court, and if the court can't agree, then they go to the high court. So here you have a verse that indicates they're responsible with interpreting the verses. But how did they do it? So by what right? The Torah said they have that responsibility. By what system? So the system breaks down to numerous components. We have one is traditional. We have tradition on how to interpret many things. The Torah says an eye for an eye. We don't do an eye for an eye. Okay, that's our tradition. You don't do an eye for an eye. So number one is tradition. Number two is part of that tradition is systems. Moshe Rabbeinu was given systems. He was given the system of the laws of derivation, which is a logical system, Rav Katzenel and Bogen writes. So that system, which is a system for deciphering the wording of the Torah, is complex. You have to really, really learn and understand how to use those laws of derivation. It seems simple, but you realize that if it's misapplied, you could turn everything upside down. How do you know how to apply it? So that takes a lot of work. And the rabbis spent a lot of time working on that to understand. So we've discussed two components so far. Number one is they have the responsibility to interpret the verses. Number two is they have laws of derivation. Number one is by what right the Torah gives them the right. What system they use, that broke down into two things. Number one, tradition. Number two, the laws of derivation. There is also number three, and that is that sometimes the Torah leaves something undefined. There are things that the Torah left for the rabbis to define. The Torah says on Yom Tov, the first day you rest, the last day you rest, and the middle days you rest but don't rest. What does that mean, rest but don't rest? How much rest and how much not rest? The rabbis will define. Their definition will be the biblical law, but they will define it. And so we definitely have areas where the Torah left it to the rabbis to define it, and then it has biblical weight. So we said three types of three. Either the rabbis had a tradition from Moshe from Sinai, or the rabbis used the laws of derivation, which we have from Moshe from Sinai, which take a lot of learning in order to know how to apply. Or there are areas where the Torah said, I'm leaving it up to them as they will see fit, as they will define, that's the way I want it. And it's up to them to define it.
Laws of derivation, is that like the Shacharim, you read the 11?
Correct. That's a Yud Gimel Midot, yeah. Rabbi Ishmael Omer Bishlosh Midot, Torah Nidresh. Right.